Okay. River Road Project Pilot, Commercial Solar. Come on over, Al.
So, as you guys know, I forwarded you an email from the developer with regards to this project. We have, or the town has opted out of the exemption, automatic exemption for solar power. The developer is wondering if the board would consider a pilot for the project. There seems to be some confusion, and that the developer said that he's worked with several other towns that have given him a pilot, even though they have opted out.
No, you can still do that.
That's where I was going next, is I talked to Teresa about it, and Teresa doesn't think you can do that. So we may not be able to do much of anything until we get some clarification from Tony when he gets back from vacation, but the developer would at least like to know if it's something that the board would consider. The school district has said they would consider a pilot as long as it was at full assessed value, and the developer came back and said that was fine. So I don't know if that means he would be asking for a delay in payments for a year or two, and then he would pay the full assessed value at an increased schedule for the last 8 years, because I believe pilots can go for 10 years. This is totally out of the realm of engineering. I just wanted to get the developer asked me to get a response from the board and a feeling as if they would even be willing to sit down with them and talk. So,
okay. Anyone want to comment on that?
Well, I don't think we should close the door on anybody. I mean, just, you know, I don't want to say it's, yes, this is what we should do, is make an exception to what we said we were going to do, but we ought to listen to people. I mean, in my opinion, the reason you do pilots is, or any kind of tax relief, if you want to call it that, is because the developer or whatever the project is can prove that the economic benefit to the town far outweighs whatever you're going to lose. I think that's how I would interpret things, because if that can't be the case, then why would you do it?
I don't disagree with that statement in any way, shape, or form. And if they're willing to pay full assessed value, but at a delayed rate,
what's the benefit to the town? And I don't mean directly to the town. It could be there's going to be X number of new employees. Those employees have to live someplace. They're going to buy houses. They're going to pay taxes. They're going to do this, and that. Prove to us that there's some value here, as opposed to just, opening up a corner cigar store.
Yeah, I mean,
I've got nothing against cigar stores, by the way.
But a 30-acre solar site does have a significant assessed valuation. Mm-hmm. So there is some considerable revenue for the town if the project goes forward.
Sure.
Should we invite them to come into a work session? And
we can do that. I didn't know if you wanted to have a committee talk to them, or if you wanted to have the whole board spend time with them. I mean, this is really just, I'm the messenger here.
Why not set it up as a committee? Not that it shouldn't be open to the public. It should be at a certain point, but just get all the I's dotted and T's crossed and make sure there's an understanding on some sort of subcommittee. That would be what
I think. I mean, to relay, if I guess you're going to be the middleman here, the intermediary, just let them know that the board's open to hear whatever proposal they're willing to put forth.
Mm-hmm. And we'll put a.
And I'd have them listen very closely to Councilor Derossi's comments, because I'm sure he's probably not too far off of where the rest of the board is, unless anybody wants to make a comment now. Let's see what they have to say.
Okay.
Doesn't hurt to
you want to designate a couple board members to sit down with them?
I'd sit down.
I'm more than happy. Obviously, schedule permitting.
Jack, you had a question?
Well, it's not so much a question. Back when we were putting together the solar law, and I was drafting that and doing the research about opting in and opting out, I remember we recommended to opt in, and the board chose to opt out. And as I recall the language, and like Al said, I think it's important that Tony gets his input into this. You make a choice. You opt in or you opt out. But you don't get to make a choice on individual projects, because that's showing discrimination toward potential customers. And we've already had one solar farm come through here where we opted out and weren't willing to, quote, negotiate a pilot.
Well, so just so that we're
I'm not.
No. But that's
a good point.
That's a good point, but it's slightly inaccurate in the fact that the particular project that came through was able to prove that it had a contract with National Grid prior to our ruling and would not have had to pay town, what do you call it?
It would have gotten the tax exemption.
It would have got the tax exemption. Are you talking about the ME farm project?
That's the only other one.
Yeah, the ME farm project, because it was able to prove that it had a signed contract with National Grid
prior to
us acting on it, would have received
the opportunity to negotiate a pilot.
Exactly.
Where I believe the school
and that was communicated to them. Now, I don't know where they were with the school. I don't know how flexible the school was.
Well, the school was a few months in front of us in opting out of the pilot agreement. I believe there were three.
So all I can speak about is the town's position. And they were aware of that before they made the final determination on their project.
Well, I know, but we opted out, or the town opted out.
Well, ultimately the town opted out, but we opted out after the submission of that project. And they were able to prove that they were more advanced in their process. Or advanced enough so that they would have received the benefits.
Okay, so I guess my question is then, well, two things. One, once you've opted out, if I remember the code correctly, you have to officially go back to the state and opt in before you can do pilots.
Okay.
Tony can check that.
Yep, we'll check.
We need to check that.
And the other thing is, Al mentions deferred payments, but I don't understand the optics of a pilot that pays full assessed value being of any merit.
No, you just pay the taxes on it.
It makes no sense.
The only thing that I could think of, and I'm not a finance guy, is if they could negotiate the time of payment, and it would probably correspond with their year-end. That's my guess. That'd be the only benefit that I could think of.
Or they postpone payments until they've reached a certain percentage of the return on investment so they can refinance to...
But you're right. You bring up a good point. We need further research.
Things to check on, because I would like it to be consistent.
And before we meet with them, if it gets that far, let's make sure we have Tony's input.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll just relay that back to him that after the town attorney gets back to us, if he says that we can go ahead with a pilot, we'll get him.
But he said the school was willing to accept.
Yeah, Jamie indicated that they were willing to look into a pilot as long as they paid the full assessed value. And the developer said, I'm fine with paying the full assessed value, which I believe pilots allow you to delay payments as well. It's not just a reduction in assessed value. I think that it allows you to change when the payments are due. So that may be what they're looking at, in that they're not going to have any revenue for so many X number of years until they're, pay off whatever debt service is associated with the development and trying to get some return on investment.
Okay.
While I'm up here, before the next person sits in the hot seat, I have something I would like to ask the board to add to the agenda. So Joe and I met with the DOT. I am behind on our Bridge New York culvert grant for submission of drawings with the design report. I'm just behind enough to the point where I can't quite catch up. I would like to have the board authorize a supervisor to sign this proposal from Plumlee for drafting services, just so I can move that project forward and get it out to bid, hopefully by December.
Now, the board should also be aware that the money that he's requesting for is reimbursable by the grant.
Yeah, completely funded by the grant. So if the board's okay with that, if we could add motion I, which I put right on top there.
Are there any questions for Al or I?
This is great, as usual, that you do good work here. Is this something that lots of towns are participating in, just us?
We actually, for the Culver project, we're the only grant that was awarded in this region. And everybody, all the other Bridge New York grants were farmed out to consultants. So we've got to the point that I got the design report done. I want to have this thing out to bid in December because I think we'll get better prices. Mm-hmm. And I know what I've got left in front of me for this year to close out this year. And I'm not going to get it done.
I got it. And was there something, without belaboring this, something particularly unique about the Wilbert Parkway culvert, or is it just...
Well, no, we got a grant for a slip line, three of the culverts. Mm-hmm. So the DOT drafting process is a bit arduous. Mm-hmm. They have very specific standards. I mean, you've seen them with the trail projects that the county did that were funded by the DOT.
Yep.
Their drafting process is involved. If it's not something you're doing every day, it's slow. I mean, that's the bottom line. I'm going to spend a ton of hours on it to try to do it myself, where it's going to monopolize my time for 3 to 4 weeks. And I just can't seem to find a 3 to 4 week window where I can focus solely on drafting for that project. So Plumlee provided us with this proposal. The DOT has said as long as the proposal doesn't exceed $15,000, we don't have to go through an RFP or RFQ process for qualifications. And Plumlee's done good work for us in the past. They're local. They've done DOT. They've done DOT projects in the past, so it's an easy fit. Easy to communicate with them. There's no travel time because I'll walk next door with the markups and walk them through it. Mm-hmm. So it's a good fit.
Perfect.
Good move.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Al.
Next.
Hey.
Hey, Dina.
So I wanted to just add this local law number 3 to waive the marriage license town portion. After the governor passed the executive order to waive the state's portion of 2250, if the board is willing to waive the 1750 for the marriage license fee for active duty personnel. I've been working with Tracy and Cicero, and she's kind of doing the same thing, so we're kind of going through it together. And I talked to Tony Rivizigno today, and he said that this is the course to go if we want to do that. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of added some backup there about the law, the marriage license law, and I think it's a great thing.
Dina, this is awesome. Do you know how many active military we have currently in the town, or how many people you've seen come in? I mean, is this
we actually haven't had any this year.
Okay.
But I don't know how many active military. I mean, I know we have a ton of active military that come into our office. And I just feel like this is something that we can do for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So because they do so much for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. A couple of questions. For my benefit, marriage licenses, it's the place to get them is through towns? Towns only, like not villages, not city?
Nope.
Maybe the city?
Well, the city will do it, the town hall, the city, yeah.
And reading through this quickly, are you going to come up with a kind of a protocol in terms of asking for what kind of proof? Because it just says it's up to the locality. You'll come up with that?
There are a couple of different things that I think that we can accept, like the DD-214. Mm-hmm. That has, if it has like no end service date on it, which would mean they're an active military. There's also an ID card that indicates if they're active military.
And there's no sunset on this. This is a forever thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, they get an extended waiting period of 180 days to get married. Usually the license will expire in 60 days. Uh-huh. So they get 180 days.
Nice.
But this 24-hour waiting period is still in effect from the day that they purchased the license. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
So if that's something you guys want to, I drafted the motion for it, so to do the public hearing, so that's what we have to do.
Dina, thank you.
Well, a lot of times when an exemption comes up in any kind of a fee or a tax situation, you know, we call for some sort of an audit to understand the financial impacts. Obviously, Roman asked a good question. You know, how many have you seen? You haven't seen that many. And, you know, I think this is a great law. It's the least we could do on recognition of someone's service. It's not going to be a huge impact on the town. If it's one more thing that we can do to alleviate a burden.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm fine with it. So if you guys are comfortable with floating this motion this evening and adopting it, the state is already pending local action. Is that what we're...
Well, if we can choose to do it if we want to.
Okay, so we'll set the public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are comfortable with that.
Yes. After,
in 2 weeks, we can do the public hearing, and then it can be in the books.
Good. Thanks, Dina. Thanks for bringing this to our attention.
All right, thanks.
You guys have any questions?
The snow removal looks nothing. It's no big deal on the surface, but I'm just...
No. All right. Yeah, so unless there's any other questions about...
Oh.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do now...
We're going to add Al's eye.
We're going to add Al's eye. We are going to strike motion A.
Why is that?
Because I did some research, and the contract that we negotiated with them last year is a 3-year deal. And I sent it back to him and mentioned that. It's a better deal than what they were offering, so there'd be no impetus for us to renegotiate that higher. No reason for us to do that. So we'll take A off. Okay. We're going to keep B on. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep C on, but we're going to modify that motion. We are going to be removing the top two items of the request, which includes the park attendance and the park's contractual projects. This will be up at the next board meeting for discussion. Tony isn't here to discuss it, and it's not a time issue.
Time-sensitive
issue, so...
And not to belabor, that was at my request, and again, there's everything about this budget movement, from my opinion, my perspective, makes all the sense in the world, but I just thought it would be helpful to have Tony here to basically explain it to us and the public.
We'll be keeping item D. We'll be keeping item E. We'll be striking item F, possible consideration at the next meeting. We'll be keeping item G. And we'll be keeping item H.
So the numbers for G were in the letter in your mailbox with today's date on it. And they would be, the contractor is AML Property Maintenance, and the amount is $3,200.
Right.
$6.
All right, well.
Are you just going to, as far as the town parking lot here, is that just more discussion with?
With highway and our union.
Okay.
All right. Other than that, I guess we'll just call for a brief recess. Nothing else on the agenda to talk about.
So this was in my mailbox, which is the codes of the town of Lysander.
That's the updated code. That's just here.
Everybody got one?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. That's fun to do. You'll like that.
Oh, sure, it will be.
Yeah. I wonder why no one did it in the past. It's important, though.
Oh, absolutely.
It's important. That's how they get all mucked up.
Absolutely.